done so far. And that's what's being used in the classroom now. And so what I'm doing now is I'm just trying to increase it and clarify some of the different things and...
Okay.
Anything
that I give you is just from the elders telling it and, you know, using
it
when I was a girl. But I will tell you of the comet. They knew the comet, and this comet would go over so many years and would come again. Well, the story was handed down that the crows put on their best regalia when they were expecting that comet. Did anyone ever tell you that?
Yeah, I've heard about that, yeah.
And they were ready to die. Because that's they thought that comet was coming, you know, it was just about the ultimate end of history, I guess, in those days. But it always, when it went by, then they undressed and, you know, put their regalia away, and they say, well, now we're all right for several more years, you know. But 40 years or whatever it is, that things will be all right for that time. And they used to, in my time, they didn't do that. But I was told that in my grandmother's time and her mother's time would be, especially the men, would dress up in their regalia, real fine regalia, go out there and wait, because they knew it was about time. They counted from that time until now, and that this year would be the year. And when it did come, there was silence, everything, even the dogs. Nothing, just silence. And it passed. When it passed, of course, as it did, and it must have, then they undressed, you know, they got their regular clothes on, got their fineries out, laid them away for the next time in prayer. I mean, they were in prayer while they were doing this. And then, right after they had that away, well, then they put their finery away until they gave the order. Then the women would go ahead and prepare something for them to eat. It was not a feast, but it was a special type of meal that they ate. And I don't know what that is. I mean, you know, I forgot or whatever, and they prepared a type of meal that was ordered by the chief, or handed down or something, and it was broth or, I don't remember quite well what kind of a thing they prepared, whether it was just broth or whether it was just, it was no feast, you know, no big feast or anything, but it was a kind of a meditation type of Thanksgiving or something that they took into themselves. And that's what they did with that comet, and they call it Gitchish, which is got a tail. Star with a tail. And also the seven, the Dipper, they could tell time by that. And I want to get that time for you if I can, on a different month, when the tail was like in the fall, you know, fall months, where the tail is at what time of the day or morning, whatever. I remember October 10th, I believe it was, I went out there to look, and it was 4 o'clock, and the tail was straight down. And so that's the way they kind of told time during the month, but I want to get the angles of them and tell you. And Cerise's husband knows, I believe. And there's another fellow up there that knows about the time situation with the Dipper, the Big Dipper. And they named people. They named people like, I know of one who was married to a steward. And she was adopted by my grandmother. She was a tobacco ceremonial child. And she was called Seven Stars, named after the Dipper. Gesup Bush was what her name was. And very pretty woman, very attractive woman. And she lived in Black Lodge. And she used to come to our house all the time. And I remember them talking to her about that. And if the star by the quarter moon, the new moon enclosed around the star, they thought it was bad. They thought it was a year of happenings, you know, that they would have to fast about it and look after things, because they thought that brought, that was telling them that it wasn't good, it wasn't well. Until it moves away, then they begin to feel more at ease, when that happens. And when one fell out of heaven, then they do something to the, when one falls out of heaven, they pray. The women did. And I remember my grandmother standing out there when the stars would fall. You call them eggs, you know. And that means bright star and bright egg. And Ike does not really mean a chicken egg. I mean, Ike is something of a, it's a material thing that is shaped like the a knit, not a louse, but a knit. And they always call it knit is bika. Bika. And see, it sounds like bika. But it's the shape. It's the shape of a thing that we call Ike. So those were just round. substances were that that were that that proportion, that shape, and when they say chachki, that means it's bright. If you see, if you happen to see all the stars up in heaven, you'll see all these shapes, but you never see the glittering of so many of them, except the ones that are, you know, close by, or the constellation, whatever. And so that, if you tear the words apart, that's kind of, you kind of get it into perspective, you know, what they're talking about.
Is that, are you saying that that term is in reference to a moving star or a shooting star? They get, okay.
No, or it's bright.
Oh, it's just
bright star.
Okay.
And if you get cheese fisher, it's the one that's a comet.
Right.
And that means it has a tail. This object has a tail. And they say the brightness of morning means that you know, that means it's kind of a morning light, you know, and it's a dawn light, dawn type of light. That is, and they always say that morning, how do you say that now? I know that they say that the evening star, the evening star is a kind of a last star, they call it, like, you know what I mean? It's the last one. Or something. They, however, you know, when you talk about different things, like even in the plants that I study, this one person will call it one thing, and not so much. Not so much the essential ones are called by that name, Isa and Ishevo. All these are the same, except like gumweed and stuff like that. They call them a different name, I noticed. I noticed that some of the women that say they used it for crafts, they call it yellow, little yellow tops, or little yellow thing. But another one calls it a much more, a kind of a severe name. I mean, it's a rooted medicine, a rooted medicine, and I don't know how I'll call it, you know, in English, but they call it that. And the ladies around here told me they call it Upashikikat. That means, that's the gum leaf plant. You know? And I begin to think, how are we going to put it together? you know, to know, but it's just like you would call maybe a sucker, a candy sucker, candy, you know, sugar, or twisted sugar, or whatever it is that goes on. And someone else would come and call it hishigachigugata, you know, like it's sweet red, you know. And they kind of make their own names in some things that are not so important, you know. And so our description of things are so varied sometimes. And I noticed that Mary Frances, she told me that that the snowberry that I always call Big Death Jack is not Big Death Jack. And so I said, what is it called? And it said, she said, it's called what you call, what she told me, what you call hawthorn. That, she said, is not what they call that. It's Big Death Jack instead. And I was called Snowberry Big Death Jack. And I asked Winona and how old Hawthorn was. And she said, and Mary Frances said, my grandma told me that. Winona, she said, it's called a Pichichi, like you said it. That's right. And the one that told me, that verified that this plant I call Bidasje, is Hankbuchi. He said, that is what they call it. So she, there, I was right. I was right. But I think she was told differently. By error or something, she might have, the old lady might have thought, you know, that she was naming something else. But the stars we were talking about, Frantic, the God, bless his soul, he told me about the Milky Way and what they called it. And to this day, I know I was coming in, but I could remember what he said, but it was a not like gravel, but something that was an abundance of sheer smoke or something, see, all the way there. It wasn't called the Milky Way, but it was called the sheep, that means fog, fog of smoke or something, you know. And remember just what he said. I may have to ask my sister Cerise and them, because they always with hexagons and stuff, and they probably know. And Francis with his old people. And over there in Fort Belknap, they looked on the stars as beings, like beings, and they light up the night, and when they're not visible, that means they got away from us, you know. But it's not that way, but they just fell up. They did. But they'll be back. Well, another thing was that my grandmother always said, the night, the ones that rule the night, you might say, the moon is the one that ripens the berry.
Mm-hmm.
After the sun puts its sweat into that fruit, the moon agitates it to ripen overnight. So you can go out there before the sun even comes out and they'll be ripe, she said.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something new. I mean, something new to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But she believed it. I mean, this is what she believed, and this is what she found out to be true, because she was always at those places very early in the day. And the stars, whether they had any connection with, they named one another after certain stars, and they, the red star, and you know, all that red star, and you know, they give them names by those, and they feel that those things have power. I mean, they have power all the way, being way out there, you know, like that above. And did they know that the earth was round, you know, in those days?
Mm-hmm.
Or did they think it was just like that, with the water on each end, and the stars were there for, you know, and they don't know. We never heard, I have never heard about another country except in the Americas.
Mm.
They didn't go beyond that. So I don't know any more than what they tell me or what I've heard, you know. And what I've heard, I remember a segment of it, but try to finish it, you know, or try to start it. They said, they say this, but why? What was it in the beginning, why they said that, or after that what happened, or, you know, it's just there, and that's all you remember. And unless somebody else says something about it and we can piece it together, you know, then I think that's where you get your, you get a lot of truth, a lot of facts, you might say, from all these storytelling and things handed down, even of the stars. I have heard people that have had a certain group of stars, a little group of stars, they call it, a little cluster of stars, the little group of stars, and I have heard then say that his medicine is the little group, you know, stuff like that. And so he always connected himself with that.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew about them,
mm-hmm.
but we don't know. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's too bad he didn't hand it down to, you know, observation
mm-hmm.
type thing.
Mm-hmm.
But and that was so. That was the thing. So there was always a star or something on there. Medicine bag or TB or something, you know, to signify that that was the medicine. And those are the kind of things. But what I want to know is the time that
mm-hmm.
And I'll get back to you on that. If I learn any more about it, I will.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I will, because
mm-hmm.
I know who to contact.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, but I did have a couple questions. Let's see. Esan Chittajan, the dark face time.
The dark face time is right early in the morning,
mm-hmm.
just before the sun rises, just before dawn.
Uh-huh.
It's the darkest even Chitpaja,
mm-hmm.
and that everything seems to be darker than night
mm-hmm.
at that time. And then suddenly, you know, it's the old people used to say the sun has lifted its eyelids.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the old people used to say that. Whether I think I might have picked that up in Belknap.
Mm-hmm.
The old people used to say that the sun had lifted its eyelids now.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the sun set, they used to say, it must be nice and warm, you know, it's got its many colored robe on, or, you know, something.
Mm-hmm.
Or it may be cold because it has the gray robe, you know, the gray robe and like that on himself. The sun, it covers up, see, when it goes to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to say that, many colored robe. You know, or either red robe or orange, whatever it might be, it's in the Hishish today, and you know, Hichigatika, I think, or you know, stuff like that. It had many robes.
Mm-hmm.
The sun had many robes.
Well, this dark face time, I think. Maybe I've heard you make reference before that was a time when your grandmother would pray.
Yes.
During that time.
And during that time, she would go out and pray. And I would watch for her because I was afraid something might happen to her in the dark. You know? But I could see her silhouette, so I'd come back and wait in the robe, in the buffalo robe. I used to love to sleep with her in that buffalo robe when I was a child. And I still do. I like to go back to the buffalo robe and, oh, it's so nice. I mean, I feel contented in it. And she used to wait until it began to burst light, that the darkness lifted, and then she'd come in. And she'd invariably get a cold cup of coffee,
mm-hmm.
you know, from her coffee the night before or whatever, you know, and she'd sit there and she'd be still talking, low to me, and whether it's in prayer or whether it's in reminiscing, talking about something in the past or something that is now happening, something that's about to happen. And she went after, she drank that coffee and got through talking, sitting there. She was going to go back to bed for a while, I think. And some girls, she was up. It was a routine.
Mm-hmm.
It was a routine until she couldn't anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Is there another time of the night that Crow people designate with a name such as that? Or is that...
No, that's it. Isn't she cliche? It's always before the dawn.
Mm-hmm.
And it became, it is very dark.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like you're standing out there and all that happens is just a film of darkness over you,
mm-hmm.
over your eyes or something. And then it's extremely dark. It's an eerie time.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. It's an eerie time. You wonder why that happens. What kind of a belt went over the earth?
Mm-hmm.
And then if you notice the weeds,
mm-hmm.
the trees around the rock, and they started to move a little bit when it starts to subside.
Mm-hmm.
They move a little bit,
mm-hmm.
and it's just like they know that the sun is coming up. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as it clears, it seems like they kind of settle down. But many times the meteorologists or whoever they are, they say they believe that that's when it starts to blow the most, is when the
mm-hmm.
sun rises.
Mm-hmm.
So. That's kind of a difference there, you know. I mean, from what I've observed up there where I'm at, they do move. They do move, and just like they're waking up or something. And then when the sun clears the sky, they settle right back down. Nothing moves, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I've seen that a lot of times. And so I don't know, you know, what the science of it is or anything, but,
mm-hmm.
but that's what I observe, and I think that's what Indians observe too, is that. And then they know the sun, they can tell time by the sun too,
mm-hmm.
you know, as it goes over the, by the shadows and everything, they just know when noon is, and sunrise and sunset.
Mm-hmm.
And in between that time, you know, they can kind of regulate the time from the sun, too. And it's very, very, Orioles, what do you call it?
Oh, the Northern Lights.
Aurolas or what?
Yeah.
No,
well, the Northern Lights.
The
yeah.
Lights, Northern Lights, yeah. They come, it shoots up. It shoots up and there is a... It goes over you and you could hear it.
Mm.
Sometime, you know.
Mm.
And they say it's going to be cold.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's going to be cold. So that's kind of what I had for you today, but I want to get that
time.
Yeah. And,
well, the other thing I had,
mm-hmm.
this is actually more with the plant stuff. But the reason I'm asking is because one of the stories that they were telling me about the stars, it was,
mm-hmm.
It was woman is killed, but when her boys bring her back to life, they throw her things in the air to get her to sit up.
Mm-hmm.
And he said one of the things is bewitcha, which is the stone that they would put the berries on, and then the ua jitua, the stone that they would crush it with. And I was wondering, reference in the story, I'd like to get a photograph of one of those. I was wondering if you have those items.
Well, I'll get you one that's close to it as I can.
Okay.
And we'll get them. However, I'm supposed to take somebody to.
Oh, all right.
Get in here.
All right.
Is it 10 minutes to 12?
Yeah.